Chapter 6 Gaia's Tower. The next morning, there were Blukas around Gaia's tower. They're eating the bricks and metal, I thought. Then I ran down to the caretaker's room on the first floor. There were lots of bags and boxes in it, and there was tape around the doors.
Obi! Obi!
I shouted. There are people in Gaia's tower, and it's going to fall down. We must help them, said Obi. But first, you must help me. He went to some big white bottles in a backpack. He said, There's oxygen in these bottles. It was for an old man on the first floor. He was ill, and it helped him. I need oxygen outside, because Blucher's spores could kill me. Look, the oxygen goes into your mouth through this mask. Help me first, then go quickly up to Dory's flat, Obi said. He turned the top of the bottle, and I could hear the oxygen come through. Then I helped him with the backpack and the mask. I went back up to Dory's flat, and he went outside. Dory and I stood near her window and waited. Then I saw something strange. The Blukas were very close to Gaia's tower, but they weren't close to my tower. Why? I thought. Dory gave me some food for Mum. I didn't want to leave, but Dory said, Take it to her and come back quickly. I took Mum the food and I went back to Dory's flat. Obi was there. I was happy because he was safe. Did you find Gaia? I asked. Obi's face was sad. There were no children in the tower, he said. But I found a man called Ben. He's very sad because his wife died. The spores killed her. He's in another flat now, and you can meet him tomorrow. That night, I felt sad because Gaia's tower fell down. I missed Gaia. In the morning, I went to Dory's flat, and Obi said, Can you help me again this morning? We're going to get some food from other flats. At first, I didn't like taking food. Then I went home and I got my scrapbook. Every time I took some food, I wrote the flat number and the name of the food. At dinner, I met Ben. Ben was tall and thin, and he looked sad. I'll ask him about Gaia later, I thought. After dinner, Dory gave me some food for Mum. Suddenly, Ben said, Why isn't your mum here? Dory, Obi and I didn't usually talk about Mum. I said, she doesn't like leaving our flat. That's difficult for you, Addie, he said. I understand, because my wife, Evie, didn't like leaving our flat. After that evening, Ben and I talked every day about Evie and Mum. He cried a lot, but it was good to talk to him about Mum. I also asked him about Gaia. She lived with her mum and dad on the 17th floor, I said. Yes, I know them, he said. They went to Brighton. I spoke happily to Gaia in my head. You're okay, I told her.